Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets once again coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. And I wanted to talk with you on a slight variation of what it is that other people are talking about. I've done this a few times before. And so instead of what's in my bag, although it will be a little bit of that, this episode is what is my bag. I have a slightly different daily carry than a lot of people have for their bags to carry around their tech. And I come up with a new solution here and wanted to share it with everybody because I think it will appeal to you. This is a way for you to hack your own bag for daily carry instead of being dependent upon the manufacturer of the bag as to how the bag is laid out and what kind of things you have in terms of, the pouches and places to put things like that. This is all based upon Molle, M-O-L-L-E, which according to Wikipedia stands for Modular Lightweight Load Bearing Equipment. One of those acronyms that you go, okay, I guess. They made it pronounceable, though, did they? So Molle is something you may have seen on some backpacks, especially military backpacks. It's a kind of web grid, a series of straps, if you will, that are usually elastic to a various extent, or at least a nice sturdy canvas that has a little bit of room in the straps. And this series of straps that they'll put on the outside of backpacks or bags allows you to then add to that backpack or bag specific kinds of pouches or other kinds of carrying on to that basic grid work, if you will, and customize it. And there is various and sundry types of backpacks especially. You do see some messenger bags and other things like that that are in this form also. And I will also include in the show notes a entry for a web site that you can go to called CountyComm. CountyComm.com. So it's CountyComm with two M's .com, and they have a lot of very reasonably priced bags, and some of those bags, not all of them, but many of those bags do have some Molle webbing on the outside of the bag that would allow you to add things. And they also have some pouches, some smaller size pouches, and things like that that you can use in conjunction with their bags. Police and military, as I say, use this for a lot. In fact, you will hear them talk about, or if you read, they'll talk about their webbing or their web setup, things like that. You can get vests with Molle webbing all over them, and then you can just attach to that various and sundry types of things that you wish to carry along with you. It's very convenient. They're all right there, and it's kind of configurable. As a side note to this, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's not exactly like Velcro, although some of these things do have Velcro where you can put patches on, flags for your country or other types of patches that kind of, you know, personalize it for what it is that you want to make as a statement. But it's not actually like Velcro. It's actually a series of straps, as I say. And so you have a Molle webbing strap, and then you have other straps that are on the pouch that you want to connect to the Molle webbing. And you actually thread those down through a whole series of those loops, and then usually there is a heavy-duty button at the bottom that you use to attach that and have it be there. There's a lot of give with this, though, so those things will not catch on things and cause you to be restrained. You know, the button will come loose and things like that. So, and that's important for a lot of rescue people. They don't want things that are on their equipment to be hanging up and literally hanging them somewhere where they actually would not want that to happen. So that's how Molle webbing actually works. You've got these little straps that goes through the webbing that is on whatever it is you're connecting to, be it a vest, be it your backpack, or be it your bag. As I say, CountyComm has some that have some Molle webbing. I was interested in this, and in fact, I have a CountyComm bag with some extra pouches that I have been using to carry around my pad of the day, whatever kind of, you know, pad from whatever manufacturer I wanted to carry for that day, and other accessories. And it was getting a bit small for the amount of things that I wanted to carry. And I really am not much of a backpack two-strap person. I'm really more of a strap across one shoulder and putting it right kind of at an angle, a sling kind of a relationship. If you're a photographer, you've seen some of these sling kinds of bags from Lowepro and other places where it kind of slings over one shoulder, and the idea is you can slide it around, get to the things, and then slide it around to your back. And that's usually the way I like to carry my messenger bags. And I've owned various messenger bags through the years. And I tend towards the ones where it is a bag with lots of room inside. And then I just, you know, have my various and sundry accessories just sitting at the bottom of the bag. Or I organize them in little bags. But then all those bags kind of sit at the bottom of the bag. I tried some things with internal pockets and things like that, but I was never really happy with all of those kinds of things. So I went out in search of something that had Molly strapping that I could customize to my own needs and wants and had a sufficient size for what it was I wanted to carry. The key to this is you don't want something that's too big as a bag itself if you're going to be putting lots of interesting pouches on it. So there's a kind of a, you know, the centralized bag needs to not be too big in terms of its capacity. And I ran across another site, which will also be in the show notes, 511 Tactical. That's 511 Tactical. It has lots of Molly kinds of things. And so there were lots of pouches there and bags and things like that. But none of those really, really, you know, spoke to me in terms of my underlying bag. I saw pouches that I wanted to buy, and in fact, I have purchased those for my customization. But then I ran across Molly Panels, mollypanel.com. Once again, that's in the show notes. And this was exactly what I wanted. It's just about the size in terms of the depth of the bag, if you will. If you think of height and width and then depth being the thickness of the bag, it's got just enough capacity in the bag to carry around a laptop. And I'm not talking about an ultrabook. I'm talking about a real man's laptop, you know, one that has a polycarbonate disk drive and things like that. I don't carry around a 17-incher, but I think you would just be able to carry your 17-inch gamer super powerful laptop, if that is your thing that you carry around every day. And, you know, you're probably going to see your orthopedic surgeon eventually carrying that around every day. But you could probably just barely fit that into this bag. It does have plenty of capacity, though, for the typical things that I wanted to do, which was something like a Chromebook or ultrabook size. If I'm going to carry a laptop, 13 or smaller. It would easily fit, though, my 15-inch work laptop. And usually I'm carrying around, as I say, pad or maybe a couple of pads. And so it had plenty of capacity for that. And it's only about that one and a half inch thick. And it's fairly padded. So even if you're just carrying around that in the bag itself with no extra pouches, but then what would be the point of that? It probably would protect your, you know, your precious laptop very, very well. But the real key here is that it's all covered with Molly. Now, right now, theoretically, they come in black, tan, and foliage green, kind of military green, not quite olive drab, but, you know, kind of along that line. Right now, the black ones were sold out. I actually went for the foliage green. And also, it comes with some very interesting clips, which I'll probably talk about on a different show and tell you some of the advantages of those. But it comes with actually some special carabiners that are designed to work especially well with Molly-style equipment and things like that. And so for the price, you get a set of six of those carabiners, plus the Molly panel itself. And then I bought several 511 kind of pouches, a couple of different 6x10 pouches. One was oriented with a zipper so that it would be more of a horizontal across the bag. One, it was a 6x10 that was a more vertical, and the zippers were kind of on the end of that pouch. And the corresponding little straps to mount were included with those to mount those in that way. Depending on how your Molly runs, of course, you could run the things transverse or horizontal or vertical. And there's a lot of flexibility here. I, in fact, have one of those on what is my back of the Molly panel when I'm carrying it sling style. That's the one that has kind of the end zipper. And then the one that has the more oriented towards it being horizontal is mounted at the top of the Molly panel, and that zipper is right next to the master zipper for the Molly panel. Something to mention about the Molly panel, it has a really, really excellent quality zipper, which is a no-snag zipper. It's a very large zipper, and it is extremely easy to open and close. And I've never quite had anything with a zipper that was this good on a piece of equipment. And so that one's actually easier to open than the smaller size zippers that are on the individual little pouches that I bought. I went with pouches that were all black, and I plan on using these pouches on sometimes that other little black bag that I have that has Molly on it, or even other bags for different types of purposes, right? Then I've got a couple of 6x6 pouches. I only have one of those mounted, at least right now, on there. That's just below the front of the bag, just below the 6x10, 10-inch being the entire width of the Molly bag. And then just below that, I have this other little 6x6 pouch. I tend to have had in the 6x10 pouch in the front a 7-inch tablet that I've been carrying around, either an Android or my new Windows 8, the little Acer W3 that I talked about on Nightwise.com, something that's in that 7 to 8-inch category fits nicely into that. I've had a little bit of paracord and maybe some other miscellaneous stuff in that front pouch. The back pouch, the more vertical pouch that's 6x10, has a USB keyboard, small Microsoft USB keyboard that I have. I got on a kind of a fire sale at Office Depot here. I think that store may be going out of business because they had a whole lot of stuff on clearance. And so that particular store, not Office Depot in general, but that particular store may be actually closing down, or they may be selling stuff off because they're going to move to some new location. I don't know. Anyway, got a good buy on that. It's a very compact keyboard, and I can, of course, sync that up with whatever device I happen to be carrying. So I have a Bluetooth keyboard. And in those cases, I find that the pad and the USB keyboard is more than adequate for the kind of daily stuff that I need to have, whatever kind of tablet it is that I happen to be carrying. And I also then have, some USB, wall wart adapters and a few cables, micro USB and mini USB to charge up various equipment that I have, a USB power bank with a couple of USB outlets, and I've tended to buy USB power banks now with the little lithium ion rechargeable with two outputs, and one of those has the 2 or 2.1 amps, the extra oomph that I need to charge the tablet-sized devices that I have, and then the other standard 1-amp output can then do, my phone or other kinds of devices. And so that all fits nicely, some accessory cords, a USB wall wart or two, and that Bluetooth keyboard all fit nicely at my back and are all in that little padded case. I even have a small CountyCom Molly, style little pouch that I have that's perfect for a little Canon camera that I like to carry around. It's a small camera, but it does have raw capabilities. Might have a discussion in the future on Hacker Public Radio about why you want to shoot raw with digital photography. So this is one of the smallest cameras that I know of that has the ability to not only shoot JPEG, but also raw images. And I have that mounted kind of down in the lower corner next to the 6x6. The little 6x6 has some more accessories that I have, just a little bit of stuff, but I just, you know, it's just an extra place to, you know, throw some stuff in. And this has been a wonderful bag because I get to configure it and I can change it over time, right? I can put all 6x6 and have individual pouches. I can remove a pouch from this and put it onto a different bag, or even take the pouch off of the Molly and use it on my belt because the straps that fit through the webbing for the Molly on the bag, those straps just as easily can be used as belt straps. So I could take that 10x6 pouch and connect it to my belt and use that to carry around a 7-inch tablet as I was walking around during the day, maybe have a USB charger for it and a cable to charge it up if I walk into the coffee shop and need a little extra juice. So I have built my own bag, and it isn't just one bag. It's whatever kind of bag I want or need it to be. It can be very, very slender with just my laptop and a few other things. And if you're carrying something smaller than that 17-inch laptop, you could throw your power supply and, you know, a few extra accessories right in the bag with the laptop. Or you can accessorize it in whatever way you wish with larger size pouches or smaller size pouches and really build a custom bag that you can sling over your shoulder and have whatever it is that you want to carry on a daily basis. Of course, I have a few extra things on it that I've done to personalize it. To have it look the way that I want. So I've got some paracord things that I've done. This one does not come with handles. It only comes with a place for the straps, but that's where the carabiners come into play, and it's got places to put the carabiners on all four sides of the bag. Now, it only comes with six by default along with the Molly panel, but you can buy extra carabiners with that. And the world of this Molly system, really, the world is your oyster. There's a lot of people, yeah, different types of bags that you can, and pouches and things like that you can use. So you really get into a modular system for your life in terms of bags that you can use. One interesting thing I know, and I haven't purchased one of those yet, but if you want to carry around a bottle of water, there's a Molly bag, right, that you can use to carry your bottle of water. There's some interesting little hanging things that I got, a set of three of those. Essentially, they're like a D-ring at the bottom and a cross piece at the top with a little bit of canvas in between. And what you do is you hang these little things. I'll try to find a picture of this or an entry for this and include that in the show notes. You hang these in a little spot on your Molly webbing where there is, you know, one of these little pieces of canvas that are at the cross point. And you hang this through that piece of Molly webbing, and the little T-bar at the top holds it, keep it from falling through, and then the D-ring at the bottom gives you a place to attach a carabiner and hang something from that point. So you can really customize these to a high degree, and there's lots and lots of accessories out there that are available for this customization. So I've built my own bag based on the Molly panel, and those plastic carabiners are things that I have put on various spots so that I can configure this to have a side carry for the shoulder strap, a top carry for the shoulder strap, or as I have described it, I have it on opposite corners of the bag so that I can do a sling kind of carry for the bag. It does not have handles, however, as I mentioned, and so I have made my own handles and connected them to the carabiners, doing a basic braid that you would use with paracord. if there's anything interested in paracord and knot tying and things like that, I've started doing that, and I may do a show on it anyway, but if there's any interest on that, I can certainly talk about that in the future. But with that, I am at my destination I was planning on getting to. I might talk about accessorizing the bag in the future here, but for now, I think that should suffice. Go out there, look at the show notes a little bit, a couple of the sites that I have on the suggested list, and check out Molly as a flexible and modular system that you can use to create your own bags for your daily carry. With that, this is Mr. Gadget signing off, and once again, I would like to remind you to go out there and do something to make something do something. Bye now.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.